distinguishing between faith and feeling, from an exposition of Psalm 130 by John Owen, commonly called the forgiveness of sin. Learn to distinguish between faith and the spiritual sense of faith. This rule the apostle gives us, we walk by faith and not by sight. It is the sight of glory that is especially here intended. But faith and sense in any kind are clearly distinguished. That may be believed which is not felt. It is to the will and command of God that faith should stand and do his work where all sins fails, Isaiah 50 verse 10. It is with spiritual sense in this manner as it is with natural. Thomas would not believe unless he saw the object of his faith with his eyes or felt it with his hand. But our Savior says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe, who believe upon the testimony of God without the help of their own sense or reason. And if we will believe, no more of God, of his love, of his grace, of our acceptance with him, than we have a spiritual affecting sense of, we shall many times be at a loss. Sensible impressions from God's love are great springs of joy, but they are not absolutely necessary to peace, nor to an evidence that we do believe. And it is with spiritual sense in this manner, as it is with natural. Thomas would not believe unless he saw the object of his faith with his eyes or felt it with his hand. But our Savior says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. We will deal thus with the vilest person living. We will believe him while we have the certainty of our sins to secure us. And if we deal so with God, what's there in our so doing praiseworthy? The prophet tells us what it is to believe in respect to providence, Habakkuk 3:17, when there is nothing left outward and visible to support us, than to rest quietly on God. That is to believe, Psalm 73:26. And the apostle, in the example of Abraham, shows us what it is to believe with respect to special promise. Against hope, he believed in hope. Romans 4:18, when he saw not any outward ordinary means for the accomplishment of the promise, when innumerable objections arose against any such hope as might have respect to such means, yet he resolved to lift thoughts into the faithfulness of God in the promise, and in this raised a new hope in its accomplishment, so in hope, believing against hope. To clear this manner, you must observe what I intend by this spiritual sense, which you must learn to distinguish faith from, and to know that true faith, interesting the soul in forgiveness, may be without it, that so you may not conclude to a real lack of pardon from the lack of the refreshing sense of it. Grace in general may be referred to two heads, our acceptation with God through Christ, the same upon a manner with the forgiveness of sin that we are treating of. Grace of sanctification from God in Christ. Of each of these, there is a spiritual sense or experience to be obtained in both, distinguished from faith, that gives us a real interest in forgiveness. Peace and joy are not essential to faith. Of the first, or the spiritual sense that we have acceptance with God, there are a number of parts or degrees. As first, hereunto belongs peace with God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God, Romans 5:1. This peace is a rest and composure of the soul emerging out of troubles upon the account of the reconciliation and friendship made for it by the blood of Christ. And it has, as all peace has, two parts. First, a freedom from war, trouble, and distress. And secondly, rest, satisfaction, and contentment in the condition attained. And this, at least a second part of it, belongs to the spiritual sense that we inquire after. Again, there is in it joy in the Holy Ghost, called joy unspeakable and full of glory, 1 Peter 1, verse 8. There's also glory in the Lord upon the account of his grace, Isaiah 45:25. Many of the like effects proceeding from a shedding abroad of the love of God in our hearts, Romans 5:5. Yea, you say, these are the things you aim at. These are the things you would attain and be filled with. It is this peace, this joy, this glorying in the Lord that you would always be in the possession of. I say you do well to desire them, to seek and labor after them. They are purchased by Christ for believers. But you will do well to consider under what notion you do desire them, if you look on these things as belonging to the essence of faith, without which you can have no real interest in forgiveness or acceptance with God. You greatly deceive your own souls and put yourselves out of the way of obtaining of them. These things are not believing, nor adequate effects of it, so as immediately to be produced wherever faith is, but they are such consequence of it as may or may not ensue upon it, according to the will of God. Faith is a seed that contains them virtually, and out of which they may in due time be induced, by the working of the Word and Spirit, and a way for any soul to be made partaker of them is to wait on the sovereignty of God's grace, who creates peace and the exercise of faith upon the promises. He then that would place believing in these things, and will not be persuaded that he does believe until he is possessed of them, he does both lose the benefit, advantage, and comfort of what he has, and neglecting the due acting of faith, puts himself out of the way of attaining what he aims at. These things, therefore, are not needful to give you a real saving interest and forgiveness, as it is tendered in the promise of the gospel by the blood of Christ. And it may be it is not the will of God that ever you should be entrusted with them. It may be it would not be for your good and advantage so to be. Some servants that are ill husbands must have their wages kept for them to the year's end, or it will do them no good. It may be some would be such spendthrifts as satisfying peace and joy, and be so diverted from them from attending to some necessary duties as of humiliation, mortification, and self-abasement, without which their souls cannot live, that it would not be much to their advantage to be entrusted with them. It is from the same care and love that peace and joy are detained from some believers and granted to others. You are therefore to receive forgiveness by a pure act of believing in a way and manner before at large described. And do not think it is not in you unless you have constantly a spiritual sense of it in your hearts. See in the meantime that your faith brings forth obedience, and God in due time will cause it to bring forth peace. Grace may work in you unrecognized. The like may be said concerning the other head of grace, though it be not so direct to our purpose, yet tending also to the relief of the soul in its depths. This is a grace that we have from God in Christ for our sanctification. When the soul cannot find this in himself, when he doesn't have a spiritual sense and experience of its in being and power, when it cannot evidently distinguish it from that which is not genuine, it is filled with fears and perplexities and thinks it is yet in its sin. He is so indeed who has no grace in him, but not he always who can find none in him. But these are different things. A man may have grace, and yet not have it at sometimes much acting. He may have grace for life, when he is not it for fruitfulness and comfort, though it be his duty so to have it. Revelation 3 verse 2, 2 Timothy 1, 6. And a man may have grace acting in him, and yet not know, not be sensible that he is acting grace. We see persons frequently under great temptations of apprehension that they have no grace at all, and yet at the same time take the clearest conviction of all who are able to discern spiritual things, sweetly and genuinely to act faith, love, submission to God, and add in a high and eminent manner. Heman complains that who is free among the dead, a man of no strength, Psalm 88, 4 and 5, is one that had no spiritual life. No grace. This afflicted his mind and almost distracted him, verse 15. And yet there can be no greater expressions of faith and love to God than are mixed with his complaints. The things I say, then, are not to be judged of by spiritual sense, but we are to live by faith about them. And no soul ought to conclude that because it is not the one, it is not the other, that because it is not joy and peace, it has no interest in pardon and forgiveness.